In some ways, 31-year-old Daniel Hne was better prepared for life in the U.S. than many refugees. He was born in Liberia, which has had close ties with the U.S. since the days of the slave trade. Hne learned English in school. He paid for goods with U.S. dollars. He even had a missionary friend from Minnesota. But Hne's journey here, like so many others, was a long and difficult one, and American life is not exactly what he expected it to be. The war began in Liberia on Christmas Eve, 1989. Hne lived in Maryland County in the southeast part of the country until September 1994. He says gunmen invaded his town early one morning and forced him out of his house. They made him remove dead bodies that were all around town.
One of them cut off a hair from the dead bodies and told me to play football with it as he held me on gunpoint. I started to join with my friends to take these bodies to the nearby for it to be burned. He was behind me with his gun, and I told him that I needed to go and relieve myself. I went very far away from him. He began to call and started to shoot in the air. I kept on going far, far in the forest.
Hne resettled in Tabu, Ivory Coast. He worked as a security guard and then sold coal. He also met and married another Liberian refugee named Susie. They have two children, Helen and Hannah. When civil unrest swelled in Ivory Coast, Hne knew it was time to go. He contacted the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, or UNHCR.
And it took me from Tabu, and it took me to Abidjan, the capital of Ivory Coast, you know. And I spent a few months there, and I flew to France. From France, I went to JFK. From JFK, I flew to Syracuse and came down to Utica.
Hne was assigned to the Mohawk Valley Resource Center for Refugees in Utica. This is the region's largest resettlement agency. It has settled over 10,000 refugees since it was founded in 1979. Last year, it handled 401 arrivals, providing them with housing, cultural orientation, English language classes, employment assistance, immigration assistance, and interpreters. Utica's largest refugee populations are from Bosnia, the former Soviet Union, and Vietnam. But Peter Vogelaar, the center's director, says the city's ethnic makeup is shifting dramatically.
Our newest arrivals are very different, and we have a lot of Burmese that are coming in, and we have Africans that are coming in particular the Somali Bantu and Karen populations from Burma. We also have, you know, a smattering of Afghanis and some Iraqis and different African countries and so forth.
This means that the center must adapt to the needs of these communities, whose people often face a harder transition to life in America. The same thing is happening with the region's two other resettlement agencies, Catholic Charities and the Interreligious Council, which are both in Syracuse. According to the 2000 census, almost 12% of Utica's population is foreign-born. Up until 2003, Oneida County had the fourth highest concentration of refugees per capita nationwide, though that has since dropped. Ellen Crayley, a professor of geography at Colgate University, has studied the impact of refugees on Utica. She says the presence of so many refugees has been a boon to the city.
Utica lost about 12% of its population between 1990 and 2000. Without refugee resettlement, I estimate that would have been on the order of 20%. In fact, I think the loss might have been greater because refugees and their resettlement stimulate other aspects of the economy, the urban geography, the housing market, construction, goods and services.
Refugees in Utica have also typically filled manufacturing jobs in the area. But Peter Vogelaar says the region's changing economy is impacting the jobs refugees can find once they're here.
We're facing some tough times as we move more towards, you know, the whole talk of the Mohawk Valley becoming the technology corridor and so forth. That places huge challenges on the availability of the jobs that our clients tend to fill when they first come.
The federal government judges the effectiveness of resettlement agencies by their employment statistics. This is measured as 6 weeks of employment within 6 months of arrival in the U.S. The Mohawk Valley Resource Center for Refugees currently places 75% of its adults in jobs within 6 months. Within 8 months, they've placed close to 100%. Daniel Hne understands the American work ethic.
For me, life is a little bit improving than when I was in Liberia. Why? Because the environment, the equipment, because America is the place When you come, you gain more idea, you open up. But before you do that, you have to be strong.
He wants to work, but a medical condition is keeping him from doing that.
For now, I'm getting along, but for now, I'm not working, you know. I'm trying to run after my health. So after my health, then I think I can get back in the society and do something better for myself.
Hne spends his days in advanced English classes at the center. He's also trying to bring his wife and daughters here from Accra, Ghana, where they're now living. The paperwork and bureaucracy are overwhelming for a man who stores his most important papers between his mattress and box spring. But Hne says his Christian faith and his love for his family keep him going. He makes West African food whenever he can. He seeks out French speakers in this country where so many people seem to speak Spanish. And he calls his wife once a week. For the WRVO stations, I'm Sky Rode.